Those leaves, did you come back here to be with Baba on those leaves?
Yes, Baba said, you can come whenever you can get, whenever you get leave, you must come to me.
Yes.
Afterwards. But before when he sent us out in the new life, you know what was the condition? I send you all out without the least expectation of seeing me ever again. Mm-hmm. You will not see me again. So have no hopes. And you know, in my heart of hearts I felt, never see Baba again. I think Baba, I will see him sometimes. So Baba again looks and says, 100% you will not see me. Mm-hmm. And you have to believe it. I said, yes, Baba. So he said, you will not see me again. You will not hear from me. You will not correspond with me. You have nothing to do with me. You will be under my orders. You will do as I tell you and just obey me. And you have to do whatever I ask you, do it cheerfully, happily, because you're doing it for me.
So. That was real hard to accept that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it was. Maybe never to see Baba again. I mean, it was such a shock first. Till I reached Bombay, I didn't realize I was really doing all these things. When I reached Bombay and I got up to Annavaz's house, I said, Annavaz, this is all true? This is all real? Or is it a dream? I mean, we are in Bombay, we are doing what? We come here, we're away from Bombay, we have come away from Baba, left Mehrabad, left Baba. Couldn't get over it, you see, it took a long time.
It was extremely painful, huh?
It was to be away from Baba. Because now we were on our own, you see. We never had to think about ourselves. We never had to think for ourselves. Baba did everything for us. Throughout our tour, throughout when we joined Baba, Baba managed everything. We never gave a thought how we are going to travel, what's going to there, what we're going to do, what about food. Baba saw to everything. We never worried about anything. Now this, we are on our own. We have to think for ourselves, out in the world. We never knew what it was to adjust, I mean to jump from this cloistered life out in the world to be in the, amongst all these people and yet be under Baba's orders, very strict orders, not to do this, not to do that, not to do this. It was very difficult. Yeah.
Did you learn in the midst of all that? Not to worry, and
again
the Baba would take care of anything for you?
No, I didn't give it a thought, but I used to think that all these years we had nothing to worry about. Baba used to do everything for us. And now Baba is... So I thought Baba must be thinking that we are now capable of looking after ourselves. So Baba sent us out. And we have to take the responsibilities now. So far, Baba saw to everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see when Gopura was mentioning about how she felt when she was watering these plants back here and how she was thinking that she couldn't live without Baba, thinking almost in terms of suicide.
Yes.
I saw how it affected you. I know it affected you the same way.
But... you have no idea when Baba first told us this, you know,
yeah,
that he was going in the new life and he was taking only a few of. And all night we all wondering who will be left behind. Four, only four out of all these. Who are the lucky four? We knew, and I guessed who the four would be. At least I knew it wouldn't be me. And I said, but then, what will we do without Baba?
Yeah.
I mean, Baba will be away. Baba is not even there with us.
Well, the pain for the four who went was just a momentary thing compared to your pain to know that you may not ever see Baba.
Yes, but you know, he's so merciful. He never... I mean, it was a matter of only when he came back in his fiery new life, you know, when he returned from the new life. It was in 52. And then he went to the West. And we saw him. So, I mean, all those all those Baba's words were all finished. Mm-hmm. And I said, Baba said we'd never see him again. Baba's coming again to see us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was quite a different feeling, you know.
That's right. Yeah. And probably immense joy.
Yeah. He hears you. He hears your call. He hears your longing. And he's very merciful. He's very loving. So he can't forget you. He always gives. You ask and he gives. They say you shouldn't ask. It's not possible. You have to ask. Sometimes he leaves you in such a lurch. There's no go but to ask. You have to ask. Yeah. And Baba, and there's a song, you know, in the Urdu song, which says, we used to play that before Baba. Ask, ask and ask again. Because without asking, there is no other way for you. You have to ask him. Then only you will get it. It's Firmang tu khwaja se firmang, tabhi mang teri murad hogi. Firmang means keep on asking. Firmang, khwaja, keep asking khwaja what you want. So that song we used to play for Baba, and Baba liked that song, and he said, nice. I think I've given you enough lectures, have I? Huh? Are you all tired?
You're
all tired now?
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing me. Well, one thing led to another, and I kept on saying, I'm babbling away. It's nice sometimes to fall back and just remember. Baba is so merciful. I mean, I can tell you. Once when he came to Bombay, you know, and I couldn't take leave. I wanted to stay home, but I just couldn't take leave. So I had to attend the office. And I knew Baba would be seeing everybody at Ashiana. And I was working in my office. Suddenly, a car comes there. And somebody comes and tells me, Miss Irani, somebody wants to see you outside. And I say, somebody's come to see me? So I go out, and I see Baba sitting in the car. And I feel so happy, you know. So I take Baba's hand and kiss him. And I say to myself, I couldn't see Baba there. So he came to see me. I felt so... You know, I felt so happy, you know, because I couldn't be there with Baba. Baba took time off and visited me at the office. So then Baba said, are you happy? I said, yes, Baba, very happy. And he said, now, what are you doing? I said, I'm working now, Baba. He said, and just opposite my office, there was a gymkhana. So there was a cricket match going on. So Baba said, I'm going to watch cricket now. Mm-hmm. So he would sit in the car and watch them playing cricket, you know. So I saw his car from a distance, waiting there, and Baba would sit and watch the cricket. Mm-hmm. He loved to watch cricket matches. So he can be so loving, so kind. Yeah. He hears your call within. Many a times when we would go on the tours and we had to do packing and all that, those who were free, Baba would say, those who are free now can all join and sit around me. Those who have work to do can carry on with their work. And I was in the kitchen, I used to cook for everyone. So I had to prepare for next day's meal to go on the blue bus. I had to pack all my kitchen stuff and take all the meals to be had on the way, so I had to take all these dry things, fry them nicely, keep them so that they kept for 2-3 days, and then I had to make them into curries and things. So I saw everybody going to Baba and I was there alone in the kitchen. And I said to myself, now if I were free, I could have gone to Baba. But I have all this to do. What can I do? I can't go. I can't go to Baba. And I was feeling so bad. I felt like crying, you know. I couldn't be with Baba. Everybody's there with Baba. And here I'm working all the time. And I see Baba coming from the room. Baba's walking straight to the kitchen. He comes in and he says, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I'm cooking for tomorrow. He said, good. What are you cooking? And then I knew that because I felt like that, Baba just came in the kitchen to tell me that you've not forgotten me, you're here. That I remember, I know you are here. So these little things, you know, you would do, which made you feel important, which made you feel that no, Baba hasn't forgotten you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many a times it would happen like that. You give it a thought.
So he always knew your deepest longing.
Well, Baba knows everything.
He just came to you.
Baba knows, at least we have this conviction, and I had this conviction, that Baba knows each and every thought that passes in our mind. Each and every, he knows our past, what we were, he knows what we are now, and he knows what we will be in the future. So, he knows everything. So if you leave yourself completely in his hands, and be just like that wax, he can mold you and as he likes, you're very happy then. Baba is happy. He can mold you, fix you. That's what he wants us to be. To be like the clay, plasticine. Let him mold you, as he wants. You have to forget all our desires. You have to kill your desires. Just make him happy. Do what he wants us to do. Fulfill his desires. See that we obey him, not what we want to do. We must do what he likes. Many a times we wouldn't want to do what he wanted us to do. Many a times. But then, it wasn't so. We had to do it against our wishes, to please him, to obey him. That's how he has been training us all. To live together with all, to give in. We had our squabbles, we had our petty squabbles, but how to never harbor anything, be friends again, have your say, fight it out, but know nothing in the heart. Be free from it. Forgive. Baba would be the judge, he would sit and say, what happened, this happened. It would go all out. And then he'd say, forget it now, come on, embrace, kiss each other. So, give a nice big hug, a big kiss, finished. So Baba said, forget now. It's all over. And then, so we never harbored a grudge of this one did that or this one said this to me. So finished, there and there. We were not saints, we were not perfect or in any way. And Baba would tell us, I wouldn't have had you here with me. If you were all perfect, I don't want all these perfect saints around me. I want you as you all are. With all your faults, all your weaknesses. That's how he then comes to teach us how we have to gain control over all our vices, all our weaknesses. Your own, to conquer yourself is the greatest victory, to conquer your weaknesses. And we tried our best. I'm not saying we are perfect in any way, or that we have gained anything like that, but we tried our best. And we are still trying with His help and with His guidance. He alone can only do it. Nobody has that. I shouldn't say nobody has that. Nobody has the guts to do it on his own. Yeah. It's with His grace and with His guidance only that we have been able to do what we have done. It was impossible without Him. So wish you all the best now. You all try your best and try and make Baba happy, obey Him, and make him happy. And be happy yourselves. Huh? All right? 5 o'clock. The bell will go. Jai Baba. And thank you for listening so patiently.
Thank you.
Jai Baba.